The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, it's me, Victoria, your DM. We are going to be at Gen Con, and we have a live show that will be on Friday, August 2nd, with some very special guests. We are announcing them now. So our first guest is Daniel Kwan of Asians Represent. Daniel's podcast is up for an Emmy, so definitely go check them out if you already haven't and give them a vote. Also, we have a second guest, and we're very excited. Travis McElroy will be playing with us. Last time I checked, actually, at the time of recording this, there are 24 seats left. So go! Buy them up! They are $10 a piece, so for an hour and a half's worth of entertainment, and we'll be saying hello to everyone afterwards. So come on, we want to say hi to all of y'all. Alright, let's get to it.
Hot on the tails of two figures in gray cloaks, the broads are aboard a ship on their way to the Moon Shay Isles. Will they be able to find Keela's bagpipes? Is Yulari's gonna get over her fear of boats? Tune in. You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yulari's Roaring Horn, her half-elf wizard witch.
Intense dislike of boat.
Bianca Zelda as our lovable tiefling barbarian, May Pree.
What kind of statement is that, BS?
And our high-elf bard is played by Tracy Gibbons.
I can still hear you!
Then there's me, your DM. Victoria Rogers.
You have found passage on Harbor's Crest, a tall ship, and you've been making a fair pace with the trade winds in your favor. According to Marlette, the first mate, you should be making port in a day or two as long as the weather holds. You have been aboard the ship for about 5 days so far. But what I would like from everyone is some constitution saving throws.
My favorite. Please.
I was gonna say.
Let's see who has their sea legs and who does not.
Oh man, I've never been more disappointed about a mediocre roll. I was hoping to get really low, but it's a 12.
Yeah. It's a 12?
Okay. I got 17.
Okay, well, 12 was what you needed to get.
Damn it.
So Maypree is not an issue. She's been on ships before.
I got those sea legs.
Yeah, she's got those sea legs. Hilarious, like, you're okay. You're a little queasy. You know, it's not the best thing. And sometimes when you close your eyes and you're swaying back and forth, you know, it takes a little bit for you to fall asleep, but you're okay. Like, you're good. You're not vomiting.
But I think I'm making a much bigger deal out of it than it actually is. Like, I may not be vomiting, but I am being extremely dramatic about how distasteful this experience is, how unwell I feel, and how much I just do not like boats. I have a really intense dislike of boats after recent adventures.
Okay, that's fair. And Keela, you are doing a bit better than Yolaris. You're a little queasy, but just a touch, just a twinge. Nothing like you've had far worse after your late nights.
And I think that Keela surprises everybody by having a recipe for ginger tea or some sort of like ginger drink, because I don't know how accessible hot water will be, but I have a ginger drink that's good for
there's CC. A galley. I mean, it's a big ship.
That's fair. Okay, then I have a ginger tea made for motion sickness, and I surprise everybody by offering it to them.
The first time you make this, how did this go down? What was everyone doing?
Well, this was, like, Keela's been on the sea before, and I think that's part of the reason why my motion sickness isn't as bad, because this isn't my first experience. So I think that Yolaris is, like, you know, complaining and having her hard time, and while she's doing that, Keela just, like, brews the tea kind of just a little bit begrudgingly and then slams it down in front of Yolaris.
I'm imagining that I'm spending a lot of time in my quarters sort of just reading and moaning.
Here's the thing. I was waiting for this. Oh, no.
Quarters.
Who are you sharing with? Quarters. Yeah. Oh, you're sharing with the entire crew. Like, it's bunks. There's curtains for privacy, but you've got a bunk.
I figured as much. I mean, I've boarded ships. Oh, you don't afford
you
quarters.
Cannot afford your own quarters.
Hammocks or bunks?
Like, Hannah's, they're bunks. Okay. Like, Hannah's 20 gold that she gave you, that is what is paying for your passage. You don't have anything else, barely.
I think that instead of sleeping in the bunks, Keela sleeps on the deck. You know, I like to lie on my back and look up at the stars because they're, you know, they're really clear most of the time, but there's nothing quite as clear as a night sky when you're out at the sea. So I spend a lot of my nights out there, and also I kind of find that it's good for my meditation and the smell of the seawater and everything. It helps me meditate and get some good rest.
When you're actually sleeping, have you tied yourself down? Or do you just like roll about when we had some heavy waves?
That's a question.
You're just going to tumble over the railings. Like,
I don't think I would be that. Okay, if it's a pretty big ship, I imagine that the railings are pretty high. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that I think that I wouldn't be sleeping like near the edge, probably kind of closer to the middle so that that doesn't happen.
Okay.
Because I don't really like the idea of being tied down during meditation. You know, that just, I don't like that feeling.
Okay, so we have a whining Yolaris, a ginger tea making Keela. What is Maypri up to?
I have become a sailor.
Of course.
I have learned to take down the rigging and the sails. I've learned how to properly unfurl them and to furl them, if that's the opposite. Is that open?
Reefing.
Reefing. Oh. Ooh. Yeah. That's a fun term.
My friends. Okay, so listeners, Victoria knows nothing about sailing. However, I have a bunch of Google findings and a whole bunch of tabs open with a bunch of stuff. So I am going to randomly use words and I might be using them correctly. I might not. And I'm sure you sailors out there will be quick to tell me. But you know what? I don't care. This is fun time.
It's our fantasy universe and our ships can work the way we want.
Yep.
So yeah, I've definitely learned how to do that properly. So I wake up with the 5 a.m. shift, you know, I help get everything going in the morning. I nap in the afternoon. Like, I'm on full sailor schedule and it's a lot of fun.
I think that with Maypri being a sailor, I think that Keela definitely fancies herself as a tiny bit of, I don't know if I'd say a ship's captain, but more so somebody who's, you know, like.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me? You busting
us
around?
I'm sure the captain would love this.
Well, hold on. I was going to say, I've accepted that I'm not the captain.
Oh, you've come to terms with that, have you?
I have come to terms with the fact that I'm not the captain, but what I do like to do is dramatically stand on the on the front of the boat, specifically like the foremast or the bowsprit. Yes, I'm looking.
You're
at
gonna
a
stand on the I mast. Think... That's a mast. Well, like that's the big thing. That's okay, the okay. Sails.
The bowsprit. Then I stand on the bowsprit.
The bowsprit.
Or perhaps the focus.
Okay, so if I see Keela doing this, I actually want to find Maypri. And sort of, if Keela's not watching, grab Maypri and be like, should I give her a little poke?
Oh, would you? She's been standing there all morning. It's spooking everybody.
That's true. I have been standing there all morning, looking dramatically into the sea.
Like, do you have like one leg up and your hands on your hips?
Yes. Style? Yes.
So I'm going to cast Unseen Servant and give her a little shove.
I love it, but I'm also really worried for you.
Okay, but it's the Unseen Servant can only do, what, 10 pounds?
Well, no, actually, it could carry my trunk, it's like 60 pounds, so.
No, I think we did the math, and it was like 70 pounds something like that. Yeah, this isn't Mage Hand, this is Unseen Servant.
I have a plan, if it goes awry, don't worry. I'm hilarious.
Okay. So... it's an unseen servant, so they are going to have advantage. So you have disadvantage on your dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Now, you can use acrobatics.
Yeah, I'd like to use acrobatics.
Okay.
I rolled a 24. I have really good acrobatics.
I mean, go figure.
Yes, you do. So what does this look like? Because no one knows except for the giggling Yularis and Maypri. That anything is even happening because it's an unseen servant. So what does this look like?
I'm imagining a very much a Luke Skywalker in Return of the Jedi moment where perhaps the unseen servant pushes me from the back and I might fall forward, but I manage to grasp the front of the ship in my hands and use it to propel myself back upwards so that I'm staring at Yularis and Maypri with a murderous expression.
I put on my most innocent face.
I fall into my knees in laughter.
Wide eyes and, are you okay? You should be more careful up there.
I'm going to look at Maypri. Maypri, what did she do?
I can't. I mean, I don't know. I just, it was, I didn't see anything.
You two are the worst liars I have met in my entire life. I am very busy up here.
You're there the for waters. So long.
The unseen servant pokes you in the sides. Just like awkward side pokes.
Excuse me. I am looking out to see if I can see any storm clouds. If you want to get stuck in a hurricane without any warning, then that is up to you. But I am out here doing important business. And I'm going to turn back and look out on the sea with my one leg up and my hands on my hips again. And perhaps like a bottle of rum in my hand. But it could be, you know, like just an empty one that I filled with water. I don't know if I could actually get rum, but I'm holding it.
It's kind of expensive here.
Turn to Maypri. Thank God we brought it. Thank the gods we brought such an expert with us.
Yeah, we would have been lost at sea without her. I mean, it's not like there's anybody in the crow's nest. There's
anyone here who knows how to do anything at all.
I can still hear you.
Oh, yeah.
She's good at listening, too.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive skills.
Carry on.
Mm-hmm. I will carry on. You will thank me later. We have a new review. I would like to give a big thank you to Malineon. I'm sorry, I completely got that wrong, but thank you anyways. Their review is titled, "Haven't I done this before?" I don't know, have you? While I may sometimes feel I would have made different decisions if I were playing the campaign, this is a fantastic story. The commitment and camaraderie from Victoria and the Broads is inspirational, to say the least. Brilliant world building, along with well-played and consistent character play, makes this a real gem. Thank you so much. We really appreciate review. And if you haven't reviewed us yet, please do so. It really helps us get our name out there, and we appreciate hearing your feedback so much.
So it is nighttime. Mapri and Yalaris, you are in your bunks.
Okay.
Sleeping. Keela, you are on the deck sleeping or meditating on the deck. I need everyone to give me a dex saving throw at disadvantage because you are incapacitated.
20.
With disadvantage? Shut yes. up.
I rolled a 14 and a 15.
Her dex is pretty amazing.
At 12.
7.
Okay. So, Mapri, you are jerked out of your bunk and you go falling. Like, I would take, you're probably on like one of the top bunks, probably, or lower bunk.
I think the top, simply because, like, I'm longer than most people, but I would have enough room to, like, sprawl out and just kind of, like, flop over the side of the bed comfortably without my hands dragging on the ground or anything. So, yeah, top bunk.
Okay, so as you fall, why don't you give me another dex save?
11.
Okay, no. So you just fall and you crash onto the ground, the bottom of the ship, and ouch. That is going to do you 2 points of damage.
That hurts. I fell on my hip and like something crunched.
Oh. What's...
Yeah, you hear a few other shouts as the boat lurches, or I guess the ship. You're not in a boat, you're in a ship.
Rather large boat.
Nautical people will start shaking their finger at me. So the ship lurches, and a hatch opens up, and from the top, this big spray of water comes cascading over and down the steps into the quarters. And you hear, "All hands on deck! Storm!"
Gonna run on deck.
I'm assuming our bunks are close together, the four of us. So
probably,
as
you might have been like,
yeah,
under
like
me.
Under you, this huge crash as Mapri like falls to the ground. And I think like obviously I'm gonna wake up with a start and get up and like sort of grab her and like be like, "Are you okay?" But also sort of grabbing her for protection as this boat like lurches and the water starts coming down. So you might start trying to run up, but I am clinging to you like a scared puppy.
Okay. Hilarious, I'm fine. We need to go help. It's all hands on deck.
But we don't really know what we're doing and we'll just get in the way.
No. I've got a whole routine between, like, Carlos and Marcus and Tanya. They've been really, really good at teaching me everything that we have to do. You can help. You can light some light for us. It's dark outside. We need to be able to see what we're doing. Yeah, you've got good sea legs. I've seen you. You haven't thrown up more than twice.
Oh, gods. Okay.
There are sailors pushing past you, and some of them even kind of start nudging the both of you forward, like, "Come on!" And the ship lurches again. Keela.
I'm like the worst of it.
Yes.
Yeah, you are meditating, and there is a lurch, and you passed it, so you're jolted from your meditation just as a wave comes crashing over. Now, because you're in the center of the ship, you don't, like, get the water directly on you, but as the boat kind of swerves and, like, in the whatever that nautical terminology is for, like, lean pitching.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds
pitching,
good.
Is that, I like is that word. The word?
Yeah.
So as the ship pitches, some of the water slides down onto you.
Sorry, I wanted to make sure that we had space to get that out.
Swallowed some water.
Yeah, actually. And I kind of spit the water and kind of dribble it down my chin. And leap up onto my feet and look around at the action, because I'm assuming at this point the sailors are, like, already jumped up and have started to move and work.
Oh, yes. You see them working. You see them scurrying up the ropes to reef the sails for reefing. But there are quite a few sails in this. So you see them scurrying around. Some of them are hauling on different lines. There is a lot of activity. And more are coming out of the hatch and up out of the crew quarters. And in the midst of them, you see a terrified-looking Ylaris and a confident Maypri.
I think that I put on a bit of false confidence seeing this because I've been kind of putting up the front of being really good at this whole ship thing, and I want to keep up with it. So I'm going to shout at them, Maypri, Ylaris, we have to help take the sails down. Come on, let's go. Let's help.
Were the sails still up at night?
Well, yeah, you were sailing.
We still had somebody night shift.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Night shift. There's three ships.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Come help.
And I'm gonna probably shout at nobody in particular. Maybe like a sailor running by me. Make sure that we angle ourselves correctly. We can't be tipped over in these waves. Make sure we put ourselves at a diagonal. Let's go, people.
Did anybody
the captain
over?
Is at the wheel and is in fact aiming the bow of the ship into the waves just to try to keep that wind from lurching you.
Don't want to swamp the decks.
Into the water. No. So I shared some websites with the broads. We have words.
We're all experts.
Did
now.
You know that a lifeboat is called a cockboat?
That was news to me.
Yep.
I think at some point I should secure the cockboat just so I can say cockboat.
Kila would. Kila would. I'm just following wherever Maypri goes. I am just like holding on to the back of her tunic and trying not to get lost in this swarm of activity and water and wind. And I hate boats. Mm-hmm. I hated boats before. I hate them even more now.
Yes. So you are pitching, you are leaning, and that thunder is crashing down. You see crackles of lightning, and that wind is buffeting. So you are going to go help with the reefing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I keep on thinking by reefing, they're going to like go smoke a dude.
Reefer. They need a lot of help with that.
I mean, they are pirates.
Yeah, well, they need help with that in a storm.
Yes, please.
It doesn't light, folks. Not when it's wet.
I bet I
all
can
right,
help with
so...
that.
Oh. That is an extreme way to light
it
a
is.
Dude.
But I'm an extreme kind of lady.
Ylaris doesn't do drugs.
She's way too square for this. Kila totally does any drugs.
What kind of statement is that? BS.
Don't do drugs, everyone. They're bad.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Drugs are bad.
Yep. Okay, after that friendly PSA, we are going to go back into the action. We have you going to help furl the sails, and I need...
Is strength.
Anyone, first off, proficient in... Is anyone have a sailor background?
Oh, gosh,
I don't think
no.
any of you do.
I did not expect us to ever be on water.
Does anyone have water vehicles proficiency?
Nah.
No.
Okay. So, yeah. You are all going to have disadvantage then on these rolls.
Can I not argue my way to not have disadvantage simply due to the fact that I have traveled on many a ship in my time as a far traveler, a wanderer, you could say.
Also, Maypri, you've been learning on your 5 days that we've been on this ship.
Mm-hmm. Give me a roll 20 roll.
Okay.
Not roll 20 roll. We're in roll 20.
Oh, I'm like, I can roll
give
20.
Give me a d20.
17. I'm not adding anything.
No. Okay. Yeah, so you've learned a bit on your 5 days. So you don't have disadvantage. So yeah, you've learned some stuff.
Excellent. Thank
so
you.
So you're good. I mean, you're not very fast at it, but
No.
At least you know what the orders people are shouting at you mean.
Yep.
Unlike
the
other two.
To take. I built like some really gnarly new like hand calluses in places I've never had calluses before, but yeah, it's practice.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all right, cool. So why don't you give some rolls? Who is gonna roll for this unfurling.
You don't want me to do that.
Or furling.
I will. What are we rolling for?
Are you just like shouting at people to do the thing, or are you actually participating, Keela?
No, for once in my life, I'm actually helping. But okay. I'm still like on the way there. I was shouting at people to do things, even if they weren't
okay,
correct.
But you have disadvantage.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
The one at disadvantage does it.
What am I rolling for?
Okay.
I thought Maypri and I were doing it together, like a team effort.
No, I'm having one person roll.
Okay, then it should be Maypri.
No, you already said Keela's
so, like,
doing it.
I've watched
so
Keela strut up to like the front of wherever you have to pull this down. Yeah. And like, I was going to help, but you pushed me out of the way. So I'm like, okay.
You're like, I know what I'm doing.
She's been telling
you,
us
like, stick
all
your leg
long.
Up again.
She's got this. Watch you, Larry. She's going to be amazing.
I'm like burying my head mostly in your shoulder.
So what am I rolling for?
So this is pulling on a rope, so athletics, please.
With good. Disadvantage?
Strength.
Yeah.
4.
Accurate.
What does that look like?
I'm just imagining, like, I strut up to it. I look really confident. I, you know, I look like I'm ready and I'm holding myself up against the storm. I grab the rope with both hands and I pull, and nothing happens. And I just kind of like glance at Maypri and then pull it again, and then nothing happens.
I'm giving you thumbs up, like, you got this.
And then I pull like really hard and squeeze my face, and it still nothing happens.
There's a lot of disappointed sailors around you. They're almost like, I'm not gonna presume, but they don't look very happy.
I think that's a safe assumption.
Yeah, that didn't go so great. So the ship pitches again, and you hear a big ol' whoomp.
Uh-oh.
Can I please have a perception check from all of you?
Standard or disadvantage?
Standard.
13.
Oh, that's a 1.
I have my head 16. Buried in Maypri's shoulder. I ain't seeing nothing.
Yeah, you do. Maypri, what did you have?
16.
Okay, so everyone but Keela, or not Keela, sorry, Yularis. Everyone but Yularis, you see a greenish blue tentacle fly through the air and then splash down into the sea. And the ship, it just lurches to the side, and the railing, it gets, like, as it pitches of the starboard side, dangerously close to the surface of the water. Waves crash over.
I shout at my premularies, it's a kraken! Without actually knowing if it's a kraken.
Can I please have dexterity saving throws from everyone?
Oh, gosh.
At disadvantage or regular?
No, this is regular now.
12.
11.
Okay, everyone but Maypri manages to kind of like grab onto something or like immediately get sure footing as the deck pitches. Maypri, you start to slide down towards that rail and that angry ocean. Give me another dexterity check, please, you begin to slide down.
I think I can swim. Oh, no, that's better. 13.
Okay, so what happens there?
I mean, I still have my glaive strapped to my back, and as soon as I start to slide down, it's kind of like when you are on ice, and you just, like, uncontrollably slip down that slope, and you're like, well, nothing I can do. I realize there is something I can do, so I unholster it, and I dig the sharp point into the wood and stabilize myself.
Okay, so you cling on to the staff of your glaive.
Correct.
The stave of your glaive? The staff.
Staff.
Stave? Whatever.
I don't
the thing.
Know, truthfully.
Yeah,
the handle part.
Yeah, the handle part. We are a technical group of players, everyone. So you're hanging there, your feet are dangling, everyone else is grabbed onto something, and then the ship heaves back up as the captain in some crazy...
captain-y move?
Wheel... Yeah, it's wheel-turny move.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very impressive. A lot of strength. Sorry. A lot of strength went into that wheel
Tell
turn.
Tell me about this captain. He's got thick arms. Can't stop admiring them. She, I was going to ask. Does she
They've got thick arms. Can't stop admiring them.
Yeah, she's got some really nice arms. And she is a woman, like a human woman, probably about 37, 38, somewhere in there, like late 30s. And she's got blonde hair. It is pulled back into a braid, and she pretty much keeps it like that. She's pretty low key, actually. She's pretty dressed, in a lot of duns and browns. She's not there to stick out too much.
Except with those arms.
Except with those arms. But she has a lot of presence. Yeah. You can tell that she is the captain.
Can I retcon that I have a little bit of a crush on the captain and maybe spend so much time on deck so that I can admire her arms?
Sure. And you're trying to impress her with your awesome captainy moves?
Yes.
Keela needs better moves. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I've tried to impress anybody, okay? I'm a little out of touch with it.
Let me, give... Yeah, she rolled an 18. She's immune to your charms here. But, you know, she thinks it's cute. You're trying. But she kind of views you as like a little puppy.
That's fair. That's deserved.
So, you are dangling from the handle of your glaive. The ship rights itself after her good wheel turn.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. You suddenly hear Abelard!
Oh, my God.
And this creature leaps out of the water, and you see this long, like, huge, like, this is, like, probably about 30 to 35 feet long, this creature, and its mouth is, like, this great big round mouth, kind of like a lamprey eel, with just rows of, like, saw-like teeth. And you see that as it leaps through the air and crashes down into the water again next to your ship. And the ship just heaves again. Dexterity saving throws.
Oh. 15.
Oh, fuck. 6. 4. So I'm imagining I was holding on to Maypri when she started to slide. So I'm sort of imagining that I kind of, even though I made the save, was sort of sliding with her.
Okay.
The bay you're
so
footing.
Now we're both, since we both failed now, maybe we're too close to the edge. I don't know.
Okay, Maypri, your glaive on, like, it just, that force, of especially of the two of you dangling off it, it comes out of the board that you had it, like, kind of slammed into.
Okay.
It was a little more of a superficial dig into that wood. So it comes loose, and both of you go sliding down to the rails. Can I please have some more dex saves to see if you can save yourself from this?
Seeing this going on, can I run and try and help them?
Well, like, you're pretty much at, like, what is that?
Like a 90. Okay. Can I, like, slide on my butt to get towards them to try and, like, grab their hands and at least keep them in place on the railings and keep them from falling completely over the side?
Okay, that's going to be a two-roll move.
Okay.
I need some acrobatics from you first.
Okay. That's a 28.
Okay, so what does this, you're just like, what does this look like as you make your, because with a 28, you can get down to them however the heck you want. Like, so what does that look like?
I want to surf down to them, like stand on my feet and slide calmly on my feet with my hands out to my sides like a surfer.
Okay, so you pull a Legolas.
Yes, precisely.
Okay, so you pull a Legolas down the side of this deck, and now you want to grab them and try to like save them from falling in?
Yes.
Okay, give me an athletics check.
Natural 20!
Nice. Take back all the mean things I said about you.
Okay, what does this look like, everyone? Let's roleplay this scene out.
Mapri Ularis, I'm coming for you. And I slide down on my feet, kind of roll onto my butt just in time to get my hands out and grab them each in one of my hands, holding them firmly. And just say to them, I've got you. I'm very dramatic about the whole thing, too. Like, I know I'm looking really cool right now. And I maybe, like, chance a glance over to the captain right as I grab you.
It's so what you're saying is it is a literal and a figurative pickup?
Yes.
Boo.
That's good.
Oh, Kia, thank you. I don't know what happened. This ship got really topsy-turny.
I think I'm just like, you know, I actually rolled pretty well on that dexterity save, so I think it's a very solid, like forearm clasping of, like, all three of us simultaneously.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but I think I'm just sort of squeaking, Aboleth, Aboleth, and just pointing with my other hand at where it disappeared.
I want to, like, as much as I can with the angle, pull both of you up into a bit more of a semblance of safety.
What's the angle of the ship like now?
Is it righting itself?
Yeah, it's slowly righting itself. It's fighting because those waves, they're very insistent and they are pounding the ship. The wind is getting even more ferocious. This is a big storm. You feel the ship lurch again, this time from the other side, and again you see some tentacles kind of like come up and kind of reach over that railing and kind of give it a tug, and now you're starting to slide to the other side. And as you're sliding down to this other side, you hear yet another yell. You hear Lee Shore! And there are some sailors that are next to you, and they're like, shit, shit, shit. And Mapri, you would know Lee Shore. That means that they're shore.
Politely, we might close. Be fucked.
Yeah. generally, in this case, this is no good. Yeah, so you start to slide. It's not such an insistent slide as the last time, because this time you're being pulled into the direction of the waves. So the waves are kind of fighting against what the Aboleth is trying to do. The Aboleth does indeed release its grip when it realizes that this is not the side to go from. And you see the tentacles retreat. And they retreat just as those waves start to crash. And the ship lurches to the other side yet again. And this time, those railings disappear under the water. And everyone starts to go overboard. Please give me dexterity saving throws, and I need it at disadvantage at this point.
At some point, I've really been, like, scrambling to try and tie us down, but due to the back and forth of the waves, I guess I haven't had a chance, but I've been scrambling for some rope.
I rolled a 7.
It's a 10.
11.
All of you go flying into
the
sea.
I cast Featherfall on us.
On all three? Okay, so
and any other sailors who happen to be, like, I can cast up to 5 creatures, so if another person, 2 people are close enough, I'll just, try and do it to them as well.
Okay, well, you slowly fall into the sea.
At least our breath isn't knocked out of us. Nothing like hitting the waves.
You float down to the sea, raging sea surface, and that is where we
are. Oh, God. And the broads have drowned.
I hate boats. I hate them.
Well, that was intense. That was good.
Oh, my God. That was intense. Should we stop recording?
Yeah.
Will the broad survive?
Dun dun dun!
Well, tune in next time. That is Saturday, the 3rd of August. Wow, that already. And well, actually, we'll be at Gen Con when that releases. So if you are at Gen Con, please come say hi. And remember, Bianca and myself prefer fist bumps. All right. See you next time. Modifier is an interview show hosted by Megan Dornbrock, all about why and how people change games. From the hobbyist to the professional, from house rules to publication, we all have in mind a better way to play. What's yours?
Hello, everybody. It's Tracy here. I am here to say thank you to a few of our new patrons, but first, I want to take a moment and tell you about why joining our patron is a really great idea. We offer so much awesome bonus content for you. We do an on-air thank you for all of our new patrons. We offer Victoria's DM notes. We post our live show recordings before we post them anywhere else. We have monthly doodles from our amazing artist, Bianca. We have a monthly Mass Effect Fate Core podcast, GM'd by yours truly, and we also have a monthly newsletter. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because we're appealing to everybody who might not be a patron yet to consider doing so, because our amazing Kristen, who plays the character of Yularis, has a computer that is on its last legs, and in order to make sure that she can record with us, we need to get her a new computer. So if you aren't a patron yet, please consider doing so. A big thank you to our new patrons, Andrew Spencer Lee, thank you so much. Julian Legault, you are amazing, thank you. Kate Reeves, you are awesome, thank you so much. And Anna Wotan, you are fantastic, and we really appreciate you so much.
I recorded the ending of me saying three.
Oh, see, I left the timing for the And then I was like, wait a minute. Should I have done that? But
what? It'll close enough.
Yes. Hold on 1 second. Cause I don't hear the music.
Ooh, I just heard a boom.
I do.
Yeah, there it goes.
It's been playing since you switched the scene, and I'm really into like the rain and water sounds. Gets me into the...
Look at that picture.
Yeah, I'm in the mood.
That boat is about to pitch.
That's the word.
All right, good. Yeah, so I actually put this music and sound effects together.
Nice.
And created one big long track because I couldn't find anything on actual Roll20 that existed.
Oh, you had to upload it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I hate, yeah. Don't love their music selection, but this is good. Yeah.
So I put it all together myself.
Nice. Nice work.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, you asked me a question and I was busy trying to listen to music. So can you repeat?
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Music by Kevin MacLeod of Incomptech.com. Songs you heard were Sweet Vermouth, Dangerous, Five Armies, Future Gladiator, Cottages, Northern Glade, Stormfront, The Descent, Vortex. Sound effects were from freesound.org by James R.O. Davidson, Dinosaur, Flat Hill, Rain and Thunder, Lenny Boy, Thunder, Codeine, Storm at Sea, Cylon 8472, Deep Sea Monster, Girl with Seth Sound Recorder, Rough Baltic Sea, El Mustachio, Thunder, Blue Delta, Heavy Thunder Strike, No Rain.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.